The 2014 election season formally kicks off today. People running for statewide and federal offices and legislative seats can now officially file their paperwork with the Secretary of State's office. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us dozens of candidates put their names in on the first day.
Candidate filing began precisely at 8 a.m. at the state capitol, and when Secretary of State Linda McCullough ceremoniously opens the doors, Helena Democratic State House candidate Mary Ann Dunwell starts ceremoniously clapping.
I was first one here, it appears, 7:30 this morning.
First in line to file, she's smartly dressed in a black blazer with a turquoise button-down shirt and matching glasses.
I love Montana. I care for my neighbors. I want to make sure Montanans have a voice in the people's house.
Right behind her, Billings Republican Senate candidate Don Roberts, he drove all the way over here on Wednesday night.
It's very emotional. It's heartfelt.
Secretary McCullough signs the candidate forms at her lobby's front desk. A plate of frosted red, white, and blue cookies waits there for visitors. Candidates don't have to file at her office. They can mail in their forms or file online. But there's a tradition here.
There's a bit of a ceremony, and it actually is a very exciting day. I have a lot of fun.
Both the state Republican and Democratic parties spread their message from news events in the Capitol Rotunda, though certainly not at the same time. About a dozen Democratic legislative candidates gathered, faulting the Republican-led 2013 legislature for turning away what they call good ideas. Most dramatically, Republicans' decision to turn away money to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Helena Senator Christine Kaufman.
To accept the dollars that Montanans have already sent to Washington, D.C., refusal to bring them back home and put them to work for our citizens.
She believes Montana can create better communities if more Democrats are elected to the state legislature.
And where Democrats have great diversity, Republicans right now have deep divisions.
She's referring to a split which formed last legislative session between conservative and moderate Republicans on many key issues. It's a split which Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas does not deny.
We acknowledge that we've had some very difficult times.
But he says the party is trying to fix that.
Many of us are working concertedly, whether it be behind the scenes or whatever, to find the common ground, listen to each other.
Republicans did show unity with a much bigger news conference than the Democrats had. Culbertson Representative Austin Knutson says Montana voters are tired of what he calls failed liberal policies both in the state and in Washington, D.C.
The last few legislative sessions have seen Democrat bill after Democrat bill aimed at regulating, restraining, and in some cases even suffocating our job-creating industries.
Like oil, coal, and timber.
I'm sorry, but we can't all survive in Montana on elk antler furniture and huckleberry jam. We have to have real jobs in this state.
Legislative candidates for the first time are filing in their new districts, which were established in redistricting efforts over the last few years. This reshaping of legislative borders can change the dynamic of races. Great Falls Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson's district becomes more urban and 5% more Democratic as he heads into his reelection bid.
It'll help me quite a bit here. Like 5 points, 5 percentage points is quite a bit in any election.
So it helps some candidates, hurts others. And that's the same for communities, Butte Democratic Senator Jim Keene.
Butte got hit very hard in redistricting. We had 4 seats after the redistricting. We had 3 seats, and they split us up into different districts.
These new districts will be in place until 2022. County and city candidates are now able to also begin filing at their county election offices. Candidate filing for the 2014 election closes on March 10th, except for independent or other minor party candidates. They need to gather signatures to run for office, and a new state law pushes their filing deadline to June 2nd. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.